to me your secrets. Show me your nightmares. All cats are gray in the dark, dear. Whether or not you dare.
Welcome to All Cats Are Gray in the Dark. I'm your host, April Simmons. This podcast contains true cases of graphic violent crimes and other stories of a dark nature. Please be advised that due to the subject matter and violent, sometimes sexual content and obscene language, this podcast is not for children or the faint of heart.
Come here!
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Yet again, another quickie-sode without some sabs because we have a lot going on right now. But here you go. Today's episode is about the Demon Cat of Washington, D.C. Or D.C. Basically, it's a really short story, but that's what this is all about. I'm just reading y'all some what I found interesting wiki pages, just to have a quick little episode to put out. The Demon Cat is a ghost cat who is purported to haunt the government buildings of Washington, D.C., which is the capital city of the U.S. Its primary haunts are the city's two main landmarks, the White House and the U.S. Capitol. The story of the Demon Cat dates back to the mid-1800s when cats were brought into the basement tunnels of the Capitol building to kill rats and mice. Legend states that the Demon Cat is one of these cats who never left even after death. Its home is supposedly the basement crypt of the Capitol building, which is originally intended as a burial chamber for George Washington. According to legend, the cat is seen before presidential elections and tragedies in D.C., allegedly being spotted by White House security guards on the night before the assassination of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. Well, that's interesting. It is described as either a black or tabby cat and the size of an average house cat. However, some witnesses report that the cat swells to the size of a giant tiger or an elephant and is said to be 10 feet by 10 feet when alerted. The cat would either explode or pounce at the witness, disappearing before it managed to catch its victim. In the 1890s, the cat is said to have inexplicably vanished when some Capitol guards fired their guns at it and another supposedly died of a heart attack after seeing it. The last official sighting of the alleged ghost was during the final days of or aftermath of World War II in the 40s. According to Steve Livingood, the chief tour guide of the U.S. Capitol Historical Society, the Capitol Police Force was notorious for hiring unqualified relatives and friends of congressmen as favors, and these men would frequently be drunk while on patrol. He believes the legend began when a security guard was lying down in a drunken stupor, was licked by one of the Capitol building's cats, and mistakenly assumed it to be a giant cat. Livingood states that upon reporting the incident to his superior, the guard would have been sent home to recover, and eventually the other guards found out that they could also get a day off if they saw the demon cat. It's just funny. In 2006, I just thought this was an interesting little anecdote. In 2006, the D.C. Demon Cats were founded as one of the D.C.'s first four roller derby teams. Like I said, this is a very short one, and also they kind of give an explanation of what they think was really going on. Here's what I think. I think this is just a regular-sized cat, and because of the way those Capitol buildings and statues and all that stuff in D.C. is, I think these people saw shadows. Like, the cat's shadow was bigger than the actual cat. And then they saw that approaching them, got freaked out, and probably ran off. That's my opinion. But I just thought it was interesting that also they claimed that it appeared before assassinations of JFK and Abraham Lincoln. But anyway, that's your real quickie today. This one's even shorter because I took so long to explain last time what was going on. Anyway, that's your quickie for this week. I hope you guys keep coming back for more. And we'll try to get back to the regular schedule as soon as possible. Thanks. Bye-bye.